I decided that I wanted to spend about 10 years of my life with teaching, because I had the feeling that I had something to give, something to give back, what I learned, and so that this knowledge was passed on. And then suddenly came this phone call came from Australia, and offering me a situation where I could start a glass program from scratch, which I thought was quite fantastic. So I was open to the invitation and explained that I wanted to give 10 years, but not more than that. The then director, Udo Selbach, came over to Germany, and we found out that we had quite similar ideas. He was also educated in Germany and educated in a kind of Bauhaus style, and employed this kind of workshop system into the Kemmel School of Art. So that does mean that any head of workshop, as I would be then, would have its very own little kingdom and had freedom to develop the curricula the way he or she wanted to do it. I said yes, even without testing Australia first.
And so Klaus arrived in about 1982, I think it was. I think the opportunity to develop something from the ground up with the ambition of making this a nationally and an internationally recognised program was the sort of attraction that obviously Klaus was keen to pick up.
He had met Brigitte Enders, the ceramicist, and they fell in love and started a relationship. And so all of this stuff just sort of dovetailed at the right time. Udo turning up and offering Klaus the job also cemented Klaus and Brigitte's relationship, because he didn't want to go alone. He'd just met this marvellous woman. And so, of course, he asked Brigitte if she would be prepared to go to the other end of the world with him, to Australia, the other end of the earth, you know, a place that neither of them had ever considered going to. And so, of course, she accepted, and that was the beginning of the building of their serious relationship. And they came out together to start a new life and a new family. They had the twins, and they both embraced Australia wholeheartedly.
My name is Richard Whiteley. I'm the current head of the glass workshop at the School of Art. I think Klaus certainly was in the right place at the right time, and so was the School of Art. Klaus was a brilliant recruit in building a new program that was different to what had existed before in teaching glass. It was something that Klaus was very clear about when he got here, and he started to unravel his philosophy. He didn't believe in a way of teaching that had been so pervasive in places like North America. He wanted people to come in and to really focus on the material in a different way.
When I arrived, there was nothing there, but I had with me my whole studio equipment. I put up my kilns, my grinding tools, my diamond saw, and so on, and we all could work with it. But the advantage for the students really was that they saw me also working by having this studio set up so that students could use my equipment. We also learned immediately from me as a maker, as well as from me as a teacher. I believe in the balance of creativity and skill. I tried to assure my students that skill is a means to realize creative ideas. And I think this is something that has been understood, because there's practically no one in Australia who is mimicking my work. There are these very strong individuals within Australia and have developed this high individuality in the making and in their creativity. So I have students who have passed my ability by miles and have created own areas for themselves by using skill in partnership with creativity, yes.
Australia was so lucky to get Klaus. America could have got him.
My name's Kirsty Ray.
I'm an artist working in Canberra. I work predominantly with glass, and my connection to Klaus goes right back to his first years here in Canberra when I was one of the first students at the Canberra School of Art. Pilchuck and the people running it were aware of the European masters and the knowledge and skill they had, and that's what America lacked. America had, you know, the studio glass movement starting in 1962 and, you know, the hippies that worked through that and the kind of funky glass that they created. But what they didn't have, again, was a lot of that skill and tradition. And so they looked to Europe for that. And I think that's been so beneficial for Australian glass, that we didn't come from either and we did get this collaboration in a way, the both those things pouring in, the American studio glass movement and the tradition in Europe. So I think we've been really lucky. Whilst we haven't been tied to a tradition of glassmaking or history, that have kind of boxed in some of the areas of glassmaking, I think, especially in Europe.
You know, that classic thing when people say, oh, you know, Australia, we're 10 years behind everything. Well, we were in glass then too. The thing about Klaus is that he's so pivotal in both international and Australian glass history. Klaus gave us parity internationally. He transformed the Australian glass scene, really.
We definitely, in our field of glass, have become a world player. Australian glass is so highly regarded worldwide that we can say that the involvement of government and university system into the development of glass has been highly successful. We are talking about a human achievement here, and we are talking about the spiritual side of life. It's a package that the arts bring with them. We bring joy. We bring recognition of a cultural life, of a cultural experience into the country, which make us proud, yeah.